Our very high divorce rate seems to indicate that few of us have discovered the secret to a successful relationship. But according to a new study, the answer could be simpler than any of us have thought. We asked a few experts in the field to share their secrets.
And now, it's time for Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows here on Praise, your inspiration station. Thank you so very much for joining us this day. Today, you have an opportunity to ask whatever question you have about your relationship. It is completely up to you. So this is a day where whatever it is, the question you have, you can ask Marcos and he can work to find the scripture and the right words to help you through whatever situation you are experiencing right now. So to call us with the number, here is the question. To call us with your question, here is the number, 855-454-5905. I'm your co-host, Tiffany Bacon. Here's your host with the most, Mr. Marcos Mercado. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, Tiffany. Good morning to all our friends. And as Tiffany mentioned, we want you to call. We want to hear from you. You can ask whatever you want, or get better yet, why don't you just go ahead and call us and I'll ask the questions and then you give the answers. But we really do want to hear from you this morning. As always, we want to begin with a word of prayer. Let's pray. Our God in heaven, thank you so much for this morning, God, for giving us another day, another opportunity to grow and learn and draw closer to you, Father. And I do pray for each and every relationship. Be with those that are struggling or going through challenges, Father. I pray that they can be healed, that they can have clarity, that they can get direction in the way you want them to go, Father, especially those who are separated or divorced or going through a divorce, God. I do pray for your guidance to help them during this time. Father, we love you. Be with our program this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You know, our scripture, I want to share this scripture today because it's one of those scriptures where, of course, God put there for a reason. And depending on how I feel, I think this scripture is either a blessing or it's extremely challenging. Mm. And so I'll read it to you. It's Philippians chapter 4. And to give you a little reference, the Apostle Paul wrote this while he was in prison. So it makes it even more of a challenge. And it says in Philippians chapter 4, beginning in verse 4, it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." You know, again, Paul was in prison when he wrote this, and he says, rejoice in the Lord always. Not only rejoice when things are going well. I mean, we love, you know, the wedding, right? If you're in a marriage and the wedding, that was a time to rejoice. You have a baby and the baby's healthy and everything's good. It's a time to rejoice. But what about when you're going through a challenge in your marriage? Or what about when your children are sick or something goes wrong or they're not, you know, they're growing up and they're not as obedient as you would like? I mean, what do you do at that point? Well, the Bible says rejoice. Like, what? You know, and then it says, I will say it again, rejoice. I love this part here, and this is perhaps the biggest challenge, where it says, do not be anxious about anything. Mm. Are you anxious this morning? Are you anxious about what's going on in your life? It says, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And I love this as well. It says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And I can't stress that enough, that it is important for us to guard our hearts and our minds. And this is how it will happen. If we are rejoicing, we're not anxious, we're praying to God, and we're thankful for everything that we have, what we've been going through. So again, we want to hear from you. What's going on in your life? Are you rejoicing? Are you having a hard time rejoicing? You know, do you feel like, you know, there is a reason to rejoice or not? We absolutely want to hear from you. And you can ask whatever question you want, and we'll go ahead and find the scripture and give you some guidance and some direction.
All right, and the number is 855-454-5905.
And we have a few minutes before our break. I also want to invite you to Find us on Facebook, our favorite social media of our choice, right? And it's Facebook, so you can go to Facebook.com and search for Marriage Beyond the Vows, or Facebook.com/BeyondTheVows. Mm-hmm. And go ahead and find us and type in your questions, your mm-hmm. comments. Respond to other people and their questions, their situations, their comments. We will go back and visit it in a little bit, but mm-hmm. we do invite you to do that. But we also want to hear from you directly. This is your opportunity. Go ahead and be our first caller. Go ahead and get on the queue. I believe some of you are already starting to call. But mm-hmm. we absolutely want to have the conversation with you. What are you going through? Rejoicing, you know, in the Lord mm-hmm. or even if you don't feel like at this moment.
Mm-hmm. And the number to reach us, 855-454-5905. And I know with so many crazy things happening in the news every day, even if you have decided you don't want to watch the news, if you're on Facebook or any form of social media, you'll get a news feed or someone will retweet or repost something. And I can understand why some people would feel like it's hard to rejoice when you're seeing so much death and destruction. Yeah. What is your main advice to people who are just feeling weary about everything that's going on?
I think the best advice is always what God says, right? What comes from the scripture. And I love that part where it says in verse 6, do not be anxious about anything. And that's that's a challenge, right? Because we tend to worry and be anxious and feel like we can do something about it. But it says in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving. And I think that's the key. If you were to ask if there's a secret to being content, it's like we always seem like we want things, you know, we request God and and that's okay. But if you do it with thanksgiving and I challenge us, you know, before you just go ahead and ask God to fix this or give you this or help me here, you know, write down all the things you have already and you're thankful for it. And a lot of times you realize, wait, we have a whole lot. Mm-hmm. And something I've learned throughout the many years and a lot of times is we tend to have a hard time and struggle with the blessings God has given us. So, for example, if you're struggling in your marriage, at least you have a spouse. I mean, at some point you didn't, right? And you were praying for that spouse. So now you have that spouse and you're struggling. If you're having a hard time making that mortgage payment, but you have a home that you can struggle with making that mortgage payment or a car or whatever or a job, a lot of times they revolve around the blessings that we have. And remember, there was a time when perhaps you didn't have these things and you were begging God to give you, God, give me that job. God, give me that relationship. Give me that husband. Give me that wife. And then now that you're going through a struggle, you realize that, wait a minute, there is a challenge, but there's a blessing in there as well.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's a lot about attitude. Like, what is your attitude about the thing? You know, is your attitude more on the what you're missing, or is your attitude more about what you have? And like you said, being thankful.
I think there is that attitude component, right? But I really think it gets a little deeper. It's your heart, because your heart will determine your attitude. That I think so, because, you know, attitude, sometimes you could think it's more of, you know, you're an actor, you act, you can put on an attitude, but deep inside, you know, and we learned this what a few months ago with the death of Robin Williams, you know, you can have this dynamic charisma, great attitude, but deep inside, you're probably still not embracing everything that God has given you. And again, I'm not trying to, you know, make him the focal point, but I'm just saying that it goes a little deeper. So you're right about the attitude, but I think you change your heart and that helps you with your attitude. So if you have a thankful heart, then you're going to be like, wait a minute, God, you've done so much for me. And I think that's what the thanksgiving comes when you look at it. And I've done it, and it's not easy because you don't feel like doing it, but thanking God in all those situations. So I believe we're going to have a break, and when we come back, we will go to your phone calls.
Absolutely. We see some folks are already waiting to speak with us, and we will take your call in just a matter of moments. If you're not yet on the line, you have an opportunity to ask whatever question you have to Marcos about your relationship. Just give him a call. 855-454-5905. Marriage Beyond the Vows continues right after this.
And now, back to Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praised. And a very good morning to you. Welcome back. We are looking forward to speaking with you. We are having an opportunity for you to call in and ask whatever question you like about your relationship. Are you going through something? Do you just have some general questions you would like to ask Marcos about a situation happening within your marriage, within your relationship? Are you just needing some good sound advice? Today's the day to give us a call. 855-454-5905. So we look forward to your phone calls.
Absolutely. And you know, I want to say thank you for those that were just a few minutes ago just trying to call through. If you, for some reason, weren't able to get through, or you were like, hey, we have a break, I don't know how long I want to wait, we invite you to go ahead and call us back. We absolutely want to be able to get you through. Persevere. Ask your questions. Let's get in on a great conversation. And we also invite you to follow us on Facebook. So you can go ahead and go log into our Facebook page right now, facebook.com/beyondthevows. And we invite you to go ahead and give us a call. We are talking about anything you want to talk about. The scripture of the day, the theme scripture, is Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, where it says, rejoice in the Lord always. Mm-hmm. You know, is there something you need to rejoice about? Or perhaps, you know, God is telling you to rejoice, but you don't feel like rejoicing because you're going through a challenge or some kind of trial or tribulation. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and give us a call.
855-454-5905. One thing that's been coming up a lot, and we were just kind of talking about this a bit off air, is the issue of illness. When illness happens in your relationship, and it's a serious illness that requires either a long hospital stay or maybe extensive home health care, how would you encourage the spouse who is afflicted with the disease and the spouse who is healthy at the time? How do you encourage them to rejoice in a time like that?
You know, and again, there are times where it's harder, and, you know, we are human. We have our issues. I mean, we, even Jesus, right, in the flesh, being in human flesh, although he was divine, he had times of sorrow, you know, when he lost his friend Lazarus, even though he knew he was going to, you know, raise him back up, you know, the sadness, the people mourning around him, it brought him, and the Bible says Jesus wept. And also, of course, when he was going through his own death and getting ready for the cross at the Garden of Gethsemane. And, you know, I mean, would you say that Jesus felt like rejoicing at that time? But, you know, he said, not my will, but your will be done. And I think the very first thing I can say is, you know, God is a God of comfort. And so going to God and really using this time to draw closer to him and closer to each other. And something interesting happens, Tiffany, something we've realized is that when people go through hardship, especially a health issue or some kind of trauma in their lives, a loss of a close loved one, especially the loss of a child, I mean, anything really difficult, what tends to happen is you either get very spiritual and draw a lot closer to God and closer to each other, or you become bitter and you grow even further apart from God and from each other. A lot of marriages don't make it after the challenges because, you know, it's just, it's very difficult. So I believe that the key really is to rejoice. You know, years ago I was at a training, I believe it was, I'm trying to remember exactly what it was. It was at a kind of a seminar, I believe. And psychologist was giving a special talk on, you know, victims of violent crimes, you know, and in this case, he was talking to rape victims or regarding rape victims. And he was saying how, you know, you have to find something to rejoice about, something to be grateful of. And you're like, what, are you serious? I mean, these are rape victims, you know, people who've been, you know, they're going through a hard time. He's like, but those that between, I believe it's 24 to 48 hours after the incident, that if they find a way to rejoice, and you would say, how do you find a way to rejoice? Well, for example, if you look at, wow, you know, this is a really hard time in life and I can't believe this happened, but I really see how much my family loves me because they're rallying behind me. Or, you know, wow, I really can relate to, you know, some of these other young women that are going through this hardship, mm-hmm. if it tends to be a woman, or, you know, wow, look at this friend of mine who really mm-hmm. cares, you know, just something positive says mm-hmm. those people usually are going to be okay. Mm-hmm. But those that can't find anything positive, it's pretty much for the rest of their lives mm-hmm. or for a very long time will be going through some severe, you know, issues mm-hmm. regarding this incident. Like, it'll be really hard for them to bounce back. And this is, you know, like actual research that has been done. And mm-hmm. so I believe, you know, in God's wisdom, he knows. So he said, you know what? Rejoice always. Rejoice mm-hmm. in the Lord always, even through hardship. So you might be going through a situation right now where your spouse was unfaithful mm-hmm. or, you know, where you just found out something devastating and you're like, what do I do? The Bible says rejoice with thanksgiving. Bring mm-hmm. your request before God. It doesn't say you can't feel. It doesn't mm-hmm. say you can't, you know, vent and say, God, this is not right. This is not mm-hmm. fair. But putting everything in perspective. So, again, we invite you to give us a call. We do want to have this conversation with you. We also invite you to visit our Facebook page. But, of course, we want to hear from you directly. We have quite a bit of time now before our next break. So let's go ahead and take advantage of that opportunity mm-hmm. To have this conversation.
And the number is 855-454-5905. So I know a lot of times people will post questions on Facebook because either they're unavailable during the time that we are on the air or just they're a little nervous about calling in, which is fine. You can also place your questions there if you so choose, and Marcos can read and respond to them. So that's Facebook.com. Look for Marriage Beyond the Vows. This just sounds like it's just so interesting. I know in my own personal life, when I've had really, really, really hard things happen, and it's hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel, it is hard to rejoice. And I think what is often very helpful, if you have at least one friend around you who can kind of pull you out of that space and maybe, hey, girl, come with me to church, or hey, come to this event, or something to kind of give you a different atmosphere so that you're not sitting in the heaviness of whatever it is that's going on. And it's kind of, it's almost like forcing light into that dark room. Mm-hmm. And then maybe you can feel like, yeah, okay, Lord, I can hear you now. I'm not sitting in the middle of the darkness. Would you say that's having really good friends to help nudge you into the light when you can't find it on your own is a good thing?
I think the key is having really good friends that really care. And if you're married, friends of your marriage mm-hmm. that are not going to pull you away. You know, Job, the whole, 40 chapters in Job, mm-hmm. you hear about some really bad friends that yeah. were giving bad advice. So, yes, you definitely need friends, but I think the key word was good friends, friends mm-hmm. that really care, friends that are spiritual and godly. Because think about this, Tiffany, you know, if you you get married and you have some of your girlfriends who either have been married or have mm-hmm. bad relationships or are single, and you tell them the challenges you're going through. I mean, if they're not really good, and what I mean by that is they might not be good for your marriage. They might say, girl, I tell you, he's crazy. You know, mm-hmm. leave him. Let's go. Let's go party. Let's go hang out. I mean, that's not a good friend. Mm-hmm. You know, a good friend is going to bring you back to the scriptures. And I tell you, I've been really impressed. I've seen some really good friends mm-hmm. that have even brought their friends or encouraged them to get counseling. Mm-hmm. And one of them recently, you know, a single friend said, listen, I can't help you with your marriage, but I can be here for you and I can help mm-hmm. you. And I could also tell you what I believe you need, which is help. You need to talk. You need to get help. Mm-hmm. And so I think everybody needs different friends, right? You need those that would just listen, but you need those that are also going to challenge you, tell you the truth, although mm-hmm. you might not want to hear the truth. Like, listen, you're being sentimental. You're being mm-hmm. emotional. You're being rude to your spouse. What are you doing? You're losing mm-hmm. your mind. You know, that's important as well. I want to go to this quick question here. I believe this person wants to be anonymous, so I will go ahead and mm-hmm. Just read it and not tell you who it is. But it says, I'm recently tuning in and I can relate to the topic. I have a question, but I'd rather not call in. In my situation, my fiance and I may not talk sometimes because I don't want things to turn into an argument. If I have issues that I feel need to be addressed at times, my question is how dangerous or how not in tune with the principles of God is this? Mm-hmm. He tends to be easily offended and then will come later with a level head to discuss things. But I don't want to take this into the future, or, you know, in our future. I want to be able to talk to him about anything without him shutting down or blowing up. We are soon to complete our premarital counseling, and I don't want to feel like we're wasting our time because he doesn't value my feelings. I think it's because he sometimes says I don't respect him, which is not the case. All right. Now, I tell you what, you are definitely careful. You want to be careful that you're building on a solid foundation. And this is so good. I'm so glad you're asking a question like this before you're married. Because if you are getting premarital counseling, hopefully the pastor or whoever is doing the premarital counseling would help you address these situations. I would absolutely bring this up. This is not the kind of thing that you say, hey, let me not talk about it or whatever, because he might get offended. This is worth it. We say this often, right? You got to pick your battles. This is a battle that you need to have. It's worth it. I mean, it can save your marriage in the future. It can help you to have a solid foundation. So absolutely, do you bring that up? And what does the Bible say? You know, the Bible says, do not let the sun go down while you're still angry. So you need to make sure you're resolved, that you don't let this linger. It also says not to let bitter roots grow, and, you know, which will grow to defile many. So you got to make sure you deal with these things. Now, at that moment, it might not be the time, but there is a right time to do that. And prayerfully during your sessions or during some serious conversation time, you can bring this up. So thank you for that question. That's a great question. All right, let's go ahead and go to our caller. I believe it's Debbie calling in from Philadelphia.
All right, yes. Debbie, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, Debbie, thank you so much for calling. You can ask whatever question you have about marriage or relationships. What's your question for us this morning?
Question this morning. I'm not married, but this question is about, so my father is going through, he just had heart surgery, open heart surgery, and we have a real, real great relationship. But since from day one, his wife is not, she's not too fond of me, or pretty much the relationship me and him have, and because of where they are in their marriage.
Okay.
So now that, you know, he's home now and, you know, going through these things, I'm unable to see him because she does not want me around. And I'm just listening this morning. You guys are saying rejoice, you know, at least find one positive thing. And I have found one positive thing because I'm holding on because of our love, because I know how much him and I love each other. But I'm just thinking, like, rejoice, like, all right, where do I start? All right, God, help me rejoice through this. I pray for her. I honestly do, sincerely do. I pray that God, you know, really unhardens her heart. I even pray for their marriage because that's the root of it all. That's why there is this friction that she has with me and our relationship, you know, me and my father's relationship. So my question is, like, where do I begin rejoicing? Or how can I look at this differently?
Well, I think first, I mean, it's always good to go to God's word, right? And what does God have to say? And in this case, you know, sometimes what we do, you know, the Bible does tell us to train ourselves to be godly. And sometimes what we do, especially Christians, I mean, you know, we're trying to be like Jesus. We kind of talk ourselves out of certain things. And the reality is she's really being an enemy to you and your dad's relationship. Now, I don't want you to look at it as, you know, to be hostile towards her, but it really is an enemy. And the Bible says, pray for your enemies. And so Romans chapter 12, verse 18, it says, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. And I don't know where you are with the relationship, but if you're like me or like most of us, you're not going to feel like loving her. And yes, you're praying for her. You do see her as this enemy, and she is. But try to serve her. Like, I don't know if you've done this, but the last time, you know, you were there trying to visit your father, bring her something. Okay. Figure out how you can help her, because the Bible says, you know, that's what you do. And in return, if she doesn't, you know, change, the Bible says it would be like, you know, heaping burning coals on her head, because you would be above reproach. And again, you're on your knees praying for her, praying for their marriage. But I would say take it a step further and saying, let me serve her as well.
Okay.
And that's not easy. because, you know, it's easy to love those who love you back. Yeah. But when they're unlovable or they're being difficult, to me, that's the true challenge. But guess what? You can rejoice because, number one, you still have your father. And he's still there. So that same issue that you have, like your father would, you know, if he didn't make it, if he was gone, you wouldn't have this issue. So mm-hmm. It's something to really thank God for. And there's always hope. While there's still breath in people's lives, they can change.
Okay.
All right. Okay, well, Debbie, we thank you so much. And look, you know, this is a season in your life. I can tell you this much. This won't be forever. Mm-hmm. And so just stand firm.
Okay.
Well, Debbie, thank you so much for your call.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Again, the phone number to reach us here at the station is 855-454-5905. You can ask whatever question you have about your relationship. It is your opportunity. If there's something you just need some advice on, why not give us a call? 855-454-5905.
And, you know, right before Debbie called, we were having the conversation about, you know, health issues. And, you know, of course, this came to play with her. You know, there are things that are beyond our control. And I know mm-hmm. for me, those are the times that it is the most difficult because I feel like, man, I can't control this. I wish I can change this. I wish I can do something about it. Sometimes we can't. You know, in this situation for Debbie, she loves her father. Obviously, she has a great relationship with her father, but father's wife is intervening, and because he is so sick, she is kind of standing in the way and says, no, you can't see him. We don't really know her side of the story and her reasons, but again, we tell Debbie, you know, love your enemies, love this person who is making it really difficult for you and your relationship with your father. And by the way, I would say, listen, be careful. You know, if you're in on the, you know, on the other side of things, don't get in the middle of, you know, parents and their children. You know, when people go through divorce or they go through challenges, they tend to want to, you know, kind of protect or you know, keep family members away. But I tell you, when something drastic happens and someone dies, there's a lot of regret later. I wish I would have allowed this. And so don't do that. Make sure you leave room for God to work in the situation.
Yeah, that's important. And I know we have other people are calling in. And again, let me just give you the number. It's 855-454-5905. So we are, I know our producer Larry is preparing a call right now. But in the meantime, again, we can't stress enough. If you need to ask a question, but you're nervous about getting on the air, it's okay. Post to Facebook, facebook.com, and look for Beyond the Vows over there. So let's go to Renee. She is calling in on line one from Philadelphia. Renee, good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes, how you doing?
Good morning.
We're doing great, Renee. What is your comment or question for us this morning?
I've been in a relationship for 10 years, and he was, like, mentally abusing me, and he physically abused me, and I got him locked up. But since he's been gone, it just seems like I lost my best friend. Like my world has just come to an end.
All right, so let me get this straight. So he was mentally and physically abusive?
Yes. And, you know, we would go to church together. He would say that, you know, it's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. Like he was a good man in a way, but then again, he wasn't. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And let's make this straight. If, and I want to give you an analogy, and maybe this would help you, Renee. If you went out for dinner, all right, and you had your favorite dish, I don't know what's your favorite food?
Seafood.
All right, seafood. So you go to a seafood restaurant and you get an amazing seafood platter. You know, they start off with a nice salad with some shrimp. Then the main course is, you know, lobster tail. They give you some oysters in between. You get one of my favorite dishes, paella, which is a rice with all kinds of seafood. And you get, yeah, like, go ahead, Renee, you can have everything you want. It's really good, except maybe one or two items might be poisoned. Would you eat it?
No.
Why not? It's good stuff. It's shrimp. It's lobster. It's, you know, all kinds of seafood. Why would you not eat it?
Because I know it's going to kill me.
Exactly. And so what you're doing by telling me your husband, who's abusive physically and mentally, you even got him locked up, you're saying, yeah, I know there's some things that are deadly and poisonous and bad, but it's still good. It's like, no, you can't take one thing and eliminate the other. You know, you can't. You know, the Bible makes it real clear. You can't take fresh water and mix it with salt water. I mean, you can't have both, you know. And did he have good traits? Absolutely. But he was not living the way Christ wanted him to live. And unless he is, totally transformed in Christ, you need to be far from this man. Unless he repents fully and he's a new creation, he's not good for you. Now, is there a period of mourning? Of course. I mean, this was your husband. You know, if you didn't care about him, you wouldn't feel the way you do. But because you love him dearly, you feel like you lost a part of you. And that's the way it should be. But it's still not good for you, this relationship, because of the abuse and the physical and both mental abuse, where the point where you did the right thing. You needed to be locked up for this. You know, and I think in your mind, you know that's right, but your heart might be deceiving you and telling you maybe you did the wrong thing.
Right.
And so, again, I use that analogy because, you know, how, you know, insane would it be if you would see someone, you know, and they tell you that there are some of these dishes might be poisoned, and you see someone still trying to eat it. Oh, but look at the lobster. It's so good. It's like, it'll kill you. What are you doing? And so in the relationship, yeah, you might have had good times, but it's not good. And something I've learned, Renee, you can't dance with the devil and it lasts forever. I mean, the devil, it's not a good dance partner. And I'm not saying your husband was the devil, but he wasn't living right. And this was not a relationship that was glorifying God. Make sense?
Yes.
So I want to encourage you, you know, I believe you did the right thing. Don't let your emotions deceive you in this. Make sense?
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Is there anything else we can do for you?
No, that would be all. Thank you very much.
No, absolutely. And I just want to remind you, you know, the Bible does say that the heart is deceitful above all things. All right, and that's Jeremiah 17, verse 9. It says, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? Don't trust your heart. Know that you did the right thing in this case.
Okay, thank you, and God bless.
Yeah, God bless you too, Renee.
Take care. If you're just tuning in, this is Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. We're welcoming your phone calls at 855-454-5905. We're taking your questions, whatever questions you may have about your relationship, we are taking those questions at this time. Again, it's 855-454-5905. Our producer, Larry, is working the phones fiercely. He's going to get your call. He's going to field your call and let us know that you're available and on the line.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, let me just say that we understand that some things are difficult. In Renee's case, you know, there's a period of mourning because I think it would be more concerning if she got her husband locked up and she's like, yes, that's so good. I'm glad he's in jail. It's like, no, you know, you love this man. You don't want him to hurt you. And I think that her heart is in the right place, but it's also deceiving her because our emotions deceive us. They say, no, you know, and that's why I use that analogy about the poison. You know, sometimes we're like, no, it's not so bad. You know, he's a good man, but this. No, he's not good. Look what he did. He's beating you to a pulp. You know, he deserves to be in jail. He's been abusive. No good. So we definitely want to do that. And I know Tiffany has been mentioning this, and I see some of you already getting on Facebook. I do want to encourage you. Go to facebook.com/beyondthevows. Hit the like button. We have 7,229 likes. Keep liking us. We will like you back if we can, right? But we want to have some great conversation there right now. We posted our number. It says give us a call, 855-454-5905. Ask any question about your relationship and marriage. And if you're driving, we encourage you to pull over. You know, please don't be on the road. It's not very safe. And if you're on a Bluetooth, our producer does a great job in reminding our callers of this. But just Be, you know, pre-warned before you call. We want to make sure we have a clear connection with you. And so if you have a Bluetooth, we encourage you to turn that off. But, of course, not if you're driving. And pick up the phone. And if you have a landline, if you're home and you happen to have a landline, if people even have those anymore.
I know my mom does.
There you go. But, you know, it's always a clearer. It's usually clearer than cellular service. Where, but if you have great signal, usually that's not a problem.
Then you'll be fine.
Or, you know, you feel a little shy, you can always send us a message. You can always visit us at praisephilly.com. And when you go to praisephilly.com, you can look for me, Marcos Mercado, and you can listen to the any of our archive shows. And you can send me a message. You can make some comments. And, of course, we already said this, but we invite you again. Go to Facebook. You can follow us during the week. We have our Twitter account as well, Beyond the Vows. So we encourage you to let's stay connected as we get ready for this next call. We really do. We want to hear from you. We love that. And we want to let you know of upcoming events and things that we have going on. And vice versa. If you have some great things to share, you know, want to rejoice or you need prayers, you know, just go ahead and hit us up. Stay connected with us. Let's continue on here with our next caller.
So we have Vince calling in on line two. Vince, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hey, good morning, Tiffany.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Marcus, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Vince. Thank you so much for your call. What is your comment or question for us today?
What is the comment on the domestic violence issue?
Yes, yes. So Renee that called, and she was saying that she had to get her husband locked up.
Yes. I did a show with a Reverend Leslie Harrison.
Okay.
It posted online, and it goes well with the Rice situation that victims of domestic violence, they have that same brainwashing as people who are kidnapped.
Yes, yes.
They actually empathize with their captives. You know, they want to be away from them, but they've been with them for so long, they don't want them to actually be hurt. And somewhere in their psyche, there's that fantasy of them, you know, like the princess and the frog, you know.
It's like Beauty and the Beast. Yeah, Beauty and the Beast, though. I mean, wasn't he a kidnapper?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it just doesn't quite, the reality is that abusers just aren't receptive of that love. They use it as a weapon against their captives. They continue to do it, and then they do something to be nice, to say, okay, yes, I love you, but you know, it's that thing that you did that, you know, made me this way or turned me into that beast. It's the way that you, you know, cooked the food, you know, you didn't do it the way I like it, or the way you didn't clean the house, you know, how I like the house, or you know,
They do make it seem like it's your fault, right? Like, if you didn't get me mad, I wouldn't have to hit you. You got me so upset. And it's like, what? How is that my fault? Yeah, maybe I did something wrong and made you upset, but why did you have to raise your hand and hit me? I mean, especially a man. I mean, we're talking about some of these guys that we're, you know, dealing with in the Rice situation. Talk about these are some big grown men hitting these tiny women. I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? I mean, you can kill someone that way. I mean, this is dangerous. This is not just some little, you know, little two kids in the playground pushing each other. I mean, this is talking about some serious domestic violence, and it usually doesn't just go away. You know, as long as I've been doing this, you don't have an abusive husband, especially. Or it could be a wife as well, but usually the husband, you don't have an abusive husband that wakes up one day and says, oh, you know what, I think I'm not going to abuse my wife anymore. Usually there has to be something major that takes place. I would say definitely, you know, something spiritual, God intervening. But other times, you know, unfortunately, people got to really, you know, realize the gravity of what they're doing. And sometimes, you know, prison, it's not always a bad thing when someone kind of finds themselves behind bars and realize, wait a minute, I'm here because I raised my hand and I hit my wife. I mean, I'm not against it at all.
They find themselves behind bars, and they find themselves with like minds. You know, guys are saying, yeah, you needed to slap that, you know.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy.
Yeah. But the whole thing is that what people have to do in finding a mate is you have to look into the history. Because most of the abusers, in fact, the last estimate was 87 domestic violences have a history of it. Mm. They were abusers' children.
Yes, yes. Yes.
You know, and that cycle just continues on. Wow. And it takes divine intervention for that cycle to break. It takes God into their life. A woman can love a man and, you know, hope that that love will make him a better man, but yet it's going to take God in that man and the man's free will to want to change.
It's so true. Vince, I really do appreciate you bringing this up and having this conversation and, you know, picking up the phone and talking to us. Thank you.
Appreciate the show.
All thank right. You guys. God bless
have
you.
Have a great
Vince.
One.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye, Tess.
Bye. Hey, listen, we only have a minute and some change left before we go to break, so we're going to introduce Kevin. But just know, Kevin, when we bring you on the line, we're going to have to ask you to hold on for a few minutes. Kevin from Philly on line one. Good morning. You're live on the air.
This is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. How are you? So literally, we have a minute before our break, so I just want to introduce, I believe you mentioned to, but we want you to stick around. We just wanted to introduce your question, your comment. I believe you mentioned to our producer that your fiance is out of control with money, with your money.
Yes.
And this is this somewhat, how soon is the wedding? Do you have a date yet?
No, we don't.
Okay. So you're trying to figure out, wait a minute, how do we even move forward if she's out of control with the money? So, Kevin, we want you to hold that thought, and let's have some more discussion on this in just a moment, because we're going to take this brief break. Mm-hmm. So can you do that for us, Kevin? Can you just hold it just a couple of minutes?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Kevin, for that. And listen, the phone lines are open to you. You're able to ask whatever question you have about your relationship. Reach out to us at 855-454-5905. Stay with us. Marriage Beyond the Vows continues after this.